That's the podcast coach for October 10th, 2015.
Let's get ready to podcast.
Oh, that's right. I'm doing the robot today. Yeah, we can do that. That'll work. Hey, it's Saturday morning, October 10th. Scary to think that October is this close to being like halfway done. Drowning in a sea of Halloween candy everywhere you look. Welcome to Ask the Podcast Coach, where you can get your sugar buzz on and, of course, get your podcast questions answered. And I am so stoked because the one and only Robert Chaz Chute is in the chat room. And you know else who is here? That's right. The one and only, don't be fooled by cheap imitations. Who can turn the world on with their smile? That's right. The one and only, Patty Saucedo from the Do It Podcast. You probably don't even remember that show, do you? Have you ever heard of the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
No, never.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's way before your time. But she could turn the whole world on with her smile. She could take an ordinary day and suddenly make it worth seem worthwhile. Because it's you, girl, and yes, you know it. I used to know that. I just remember it ended with, you're going to make it after all.
That's the opening theme.
That was it. And she would take her hat and throw it in the air, and they would freeze it. And I was like, wow, she's magic. She can completely dating myself. So, but yeah, this is the way the show works. We're going to sit here and answer podcast questions for, yeah, exactly, Mike. I'm an old fart. Answer podcast questions for about an hour. We do a little post show. Can you hang around for post show today, Addie?
Yeah, all right, cool.
And then we don't ask you to come into the show. You just come on in and, you know, so, and also if we're in the middle of a topic, and you like say, hey, I'm ready to get the seat, we will get you in as soon as we shut up on that. So just hang tight if you're sitting there waiting. So and somebody heard the pre-show. I was talking before we started talking today. I always like to go out to the different groups and stuff and see what people are talking about. And this morning they were talking about microphones. And then somebody asked a question about I think it was microphones. And I was just thought it was odd that people aren't asking, like, what makes good content and things like that. So, but, yeah, I brought Addie on. Addie's always in the chat room. Addie, how long have you been into, like, podcasting?
Oh, 2007.
Yeah.
And I didn't start podcasting until 2012. So I've been a huge fan for quite some time now. And I just love the direction because technology, mobile especially, has made it so accessible and brought the awareness. I think that's why, you know, Serial has become so popular these days, because mobile, I think, is the trick.
That's it. I know I was listening to, I think it was the New Media Show, and Rob Greenlee, who now works for Spreaker, was saying, I don't know what he's seeing, but he's like, the next wave, because we had like the tech wave, then we had the language wave, and then we had the comedian wave, and then we had the Serial thing. Then we had, of course, the entrepreneur thing, who can forget that. And he was saying he sees on the crest a wave of storytelling kind of based on the whole Serial thing. And I guess Serial is going to be a TV show now. I heard kind of like they're doing, it's based on Serial, but not really Serial. It's kind of a confusing little thing.
Yeah, so they're in talks and contract of becoming a TV show pretty soon. That was just released this past week.
Yeah. So tell everybody about the Do It Podcast.
So I do host the Do It Podcast. Funny thing is, I'm going to be very transparent here.
Awesome.
Is that it's been on hiatus for a couple months now because I've been podcasting on other shows and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I also, going back to your initial topic, it's content. I didn't want to just get on the microphone for the sake of being on the microphone.
Uh-huh.
So I felt like, okay, I'm going to get on the microphone when I need to, when I feel like I'm not wasting somebody's time. So with that said, it's going to relaunch in about a couple of weeks here. But that's all about self-help. It's being intentional about the transformation we want to see in ourselves, physically, emotionally, in our life. You just think about any area. And I think it's about intention. If you don't have the intention behind your actions, all your actions, I feel like it's worthless. It's pointless, because at the point, if you're just doing it because, oh, I need to see, again, podcasting. If you're being intentional about podcasting with your message, it's going to go far. But if you're just doing it just to see numbers on your download list, on your iTunes, it's not fun anymore. So I feel that's what Do It's all about.
And that's it. And when it's not fun, Eject. Exactly.
Right. Right.
Awesome. That's why I brought her on. Amen, sister. I was like, excellent. Why do I need an RSS feed on my website? Somebody complains. Here's the thing. iTunes is the big behemoth, right? We all bow to the mighty Apple and because there's such a huge, just, you know, what is it like? It used to be like 80%. When in doubt, give your audience the choice, because not everybody's going to want iTunes. Some people are using the Android thing, and some people might be using some weird Linux thing. Who knows? And they will go in and they need that RSS feed. So, I mean, on one hand, yeah, they're asking for one. On number two, how hard is it? I mean, is it going to mess up your website? If somebody's asking for it, see, I'm an old customer service guy. If a customer asks for it, here you go. So, because that may be one person that knows 15 people that would love your show. And it's like a 2-minute break. So it is funny, though, when you sometimes we get so focused on other things. My show last week was about low hanging fruit at the School of Podcasting. I was talking about making sure you have share buttons on your website. And as I'm typing my show notes, I'm like, oh, you know what? I don't have any share buttons on my website.
Uh-oh.
So, and then in the chat room, Evan Taxi says, I'm new. I've never done podcasts. Where do I start? What sites do I need to be part of? And what software do I need? Addie, I'll let you take that one. Where would you, what would you tell this person? Because you just started. You just started with Brian on the, what's the official, is that just the audiobooks podcast? What's the name of that one?
Yeah, audiobooks.com podcast. That's our new podcast. So he's asking, where do I start? What sites do I need to be part of? And what software do I need? Well, the cool thing is that there's schoolofpodcasting.com.
I was trying to get somebody else to say that.
Yeah, that's all you need. And this microphone is just about like $50 now. Yeah. And a good computer. I think that's about it. But School of Podcasting will jumpstart you on your podcast. Very easy. Dave does such a great job. And this is me being very honest, Dave. You have my full approval to share my emails. I'm always telling you how I love what you do for podcasters. You research, you test everything for us so that we don't have to spend our time and our money to do it. So I fully recommend School of Podcasting if you want to get started on podcasting.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. The other thing I would say, Evan, just to back it up one step, what are you going to podcast about and why are you getting into podcasting? Because I've had people, he said, and always remember to mute your phone. The other thing is, because I've seen people that have spent literally in some cases thousands of dollars, and I'll go, great. They've got soundproofing on the walls. They've got a high LPR40. They've got the recorder. And I go, great. What's your podcast about? And they go, I'm still trying to figure that one out. And I'm like, so let's make sure the horse is in front of the cart there. Cause it's fun and it's great. And, one of the side effects that I keep hearing more and more people say is how you kind of boost your confidence through podcasting. You just get used to talking. And I've heard a couple of people that do public speaking now that say, they're a better public speaker because they're used to basically forming thoughts and ideas and organizing their thoughts into a presentation. So that would be another place to start, because I do have some people that I'm working with now that they can't quite figure out what to podcast about. And I'm like, okay. But, how's the new audiobook show going? I mean, is it fun after being, cause you've had a show before, the Do It podcast. Is it kind of fun getting back in that chair of starting from ground zero and watching your numbers?
Yeah. It's always fun to launch another show. You go through the whole movement of setting things up, making sure the message is right. And, it's fun to work with the team to make sure that the message that we're putting across in every episode is aligned with the business and the audience. That's it. Like the audience and the business, but mostly the audience. We're here for the audience and to connect them with what they love doing, which is listening to audiobooks. So it's been a lot of fun to talk to authors, talk to narrators, talk to audiobook lovers, and then just get into the news and the hot topics of books. Funny thing is, though, very similar audience to podcasters. If you look at the stats for audiobook listeners, it looks almost identical of who's listening to audiobooks, who's listening to podcasts.
That makes sense because we're just, we're audio geeks. We just love to have things in our ears and go to town. And I know it's funny. I have an Audible account. I'm sorry. I know that's the competitor. But it's funny because anytime I listen to a book, I then get behind on my podcast. It's like I can't do both. So, but coming in from the schoolofbanking.com and a member of my Castermind over at Castermind.com. Alan, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, this is Alan. I'm doing good. I'm out, just got out of breakfast.
Awesome. You're not actually driving, are you?
Can you hear me? Okay?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Yeah, I'm in the car, but I actually pulled over.
Okay, good. I was like, it's like, I don't know if I can sanction that. So,
hey, I'm not moving. No hands on the wheels.
That's good.
I actually had a question this morning. I'm enjoying the show. Thanks for being on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do something with microphones, and I want to hear you guys talk about it. I've got a mixer and a cheap mic, and but the question is, I'm trying to understand now that I'm kind of working with it, a good technique to try some different settings. Compression, equalizer, you know, high, medium, low. I can try these various things. I've talked to a few people. They're like, well, that's kind of muffled. That's kind of loud. That's kind of boomy. I'm hearing, and I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay. I always start by, you know, number one, you'll have like four or five channels on your mixer, and everything to the right of channel one, just turn off. Turn all the knobs to zero. You're not using them, so just get those out of the picture. And then I usually plug in the microphone, and I will turn up the gain. Hopefully your little mixer has a little light that says you're peaking or something of that nature, basically saying, hey, that's a little too loud. So I'll turn it up until it starts to blink, and then I'll turn it down until it doesn't. Then I'll say something loud and see if it blinks and go that route. So that way I know I got a good signal coming in. And then from there, I then adjust the volume of the mixer, the actual channel. And then usually I'll have like the because there's a main volume, and then there's the volume for your channel. So I'll have like the main volume at like, I don't know, 12 o'clock or somewhere like halfway up. And then I'll make sure as I turn the channel up that the channel volume doesn't go louder than the main volume to get a little geek speak on. That's called overdriving, and it causes distortion. So I would do that. And then what I've always done in the past is I will make recordings and just say what I'm doing. I'll say, all right, I've turned the bass up to 2 o'clock. The mid is now at 10 o'clock and the treble is at 3 o'clock. The channel volume is at 10 o'clock and the master volume is at 2. And then I'll hit stop. I'll do another recording and say, okay, now I've turned the master volume down or up to whatever. And just, I just make recordings of what I'm doing and then listen back, and kind of vote with my ears. So, that would be, and then from there, when you get into, that would be the first thing. And then compression and noise gates and all that stuff. You can overdo that. I mean, right now I'm going through a compressor limiter. So when I turn it up, wow, when I turn it off, it's really, really loud. So that's something I need to figure out right there. My output is way down, so I can turn that up, and turn me down here. I don't want to get too loud. But they're fun and they're you know, neat, but you can kind of overdo it with that stuff. I actually know when I first started using Adobe Audition, there's a really cool tool in there called multi-band compression. And I at the time, you could adjust how much it is. I think now it's either on or off. And boy, I just cranked that bad boy up, and I sounded like a big DJ voice. And yeah, I had a couple of people go, I don't know what you did, but turn it off. Because it was just big and boomy. I have one podcast that I listen to now that I always have to like, because I got to have to turn down the bass because they're so into the big boomy voice thing that I'm like, really? And I just wish they would turn down their bass just a little bit. So does that make any sense? It's hard to do without.
Oh, yeah. It's something I want to start thinking about. I like the idea of running some tests. I just got it working, and I did a comparison between like an iPhone and my Logitech headset and the camera phone, like in my webcam, and then my mic, and just, okay, here's those three for sources. And you know, so the new mic sounds a lot better, but now I've got to figure out how to make a new bite, what to really do with the mic and the settings that I have available. So I think, some more testing and then maybe have some other people listen in because, you know, you sound like, sometimes you always sound weird to yourself. So you need some other people to say, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, you will always sound weird because you're not listening with your skull. Because when you actually listen to yourself, if you talk and put your fingers on your forehead, your skull is vibrating, and that adds a lot of bass to your voice. And when you just listen through your ears and not your head, I know that sounds really weird, you just sound, there's no bass. I always tell people it's like listening to a stereo and having somebody unplug the subwoofer. And that's why most people go, ew, is that how I really sound? I'm like, well, yeah, kind of. But it's not bad. It's just different. So.
Okay. Hey, thanks, guys. Enjoy your day.
All right, Al.
Have a good one.
Take care.
Catch you later. Nice All right. to hear you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Addy, what kind of gear are you using? I know it looks like you have a 2100 or 2005.
2005 ATR. I think that's ATR, right? AT 2005 Audio-Technica. And just my computer today. But when recording with Brian, I have a mixer and all that good stuff.
All that hoo-ha stuff?
Yeah.
This weekend, but somewhere probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks, I actually interviewed Hannah from formerly of PodClear and now of Blab.im, and kind of said, what you guys doing? What's the story here? And so that's some interesting things coming on. I can also say I had been complaining about Patreon, had just kind of left me high and dry. Now, of course, they were hacked, right? And so they kind of were a little busy. But they have since come through, and I knew it was just I could not find where my posts were. Like, I would make a post, and you have to go back to your profile, and you'll see a link there that says, I forget, something posts, your post, something like that, which you can see on another screen, but if you click on that, nothing happens. So it is a little wonky, I think is the technical term for that. Daniel J. Lewis has a great – what do you use to listen to podcasts?
I use Overcast, so I'm really excited to hear.
I just switched.
They just released it for free.
For free.
If you update your iOS and get the new app, everything's free. I actually paid the $4.99 earlier this year because I was tired of the Apple app.
Yes.
I just love Overcast because I have the option. I love cross devices. So if I'm on my computer, I want to hear the podcast through my browser. Overcast makes it so easy. And wherever I left off on the browser, it connects directly to my iPhone. So I'm like, yay.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. The other thing that I love about it, because I did the same thing. I upgraded my phone, but I really did not like the new interface of the podcast app. And part of me was kind of like, all right, you know, Dave, you're human. You don't like change. Deal with it. But just things like getting it to play. I was constantly like, I would hit a podcast and it wouldn't start. And I'm like, okay, what more of a, you know, suggestion do you need from me? And let's bring in our buddy Daniel J. Lewis from the Audacity to Podcast. Yeah. And buddy. So have you switched as well?
Yes, I did. I switched primarily because iOS 9.0 did not work with the podcast app. We never really figured out exactly what was the deal, but Apple did eventually fix it. So I was at this crisis where it was like, I couldn't restore because I didn't prepare appropriately in order to restore. And I was stuck without a podcast app unless I wanted to carry around my iPad because it was working there. So I thought I'd try Overcast because everyone talks about Overcast, it seems. And I discovered that Overcast does the two things that are the most important to me about listening to podcasts. One, listening at a fast speed. I listen at 2x speed. Actually, in Overcast, I jack it up to 2.25 with smart speed enabled. So sometimes that gets up to 3x total.
That's crazy.
I believe I'm personally insane. So that explains many things. But the other thing that really annoys me about podcasts that Overcast solves for me is the volume issue. There will be good podcasts, good audio quality, but their volume level, they're not reaching the loudness standards. And the volume level is too low or too high. And going from one episode to another gets really annoying to have to adjust that volume level. So Overcast, voice boost feature really makes that easy. So it solves my two biggest issues with listening to podcasts. So I'm really sticking with Overcast now, even though the podcast app now works. I haven't been able to crash the podcast app, but it works for me. But I'm going to stick with Overcast.
The other thing I love about it that, cause my whole thing was, oh crap, cause I can't do clamors from Overcast. So what I can do is I can, if I like something and I want to clamor it, I just tweet it out, and you can tweet it out with the actual like timeline, timestamp. So now I just go back to my Twitter feed and I know what I want to, clamor basically.
Yeah, I would miss that too, but the way that Overcast is designed, and this is the neat benefit feature that you're talking about, the timestamp sharing.
Yeah.
So you can share a link from Overcast and it shares to specifically that certain timestamp in an episode, which is great. I like that. The clamor feature would be really easy to build on top of that. And I've sent some suggestions to the clamor guys, but it could be as easy as in the podcast app, you tap share and then there's a clamor button. And then Clamor looks at that time code
and
jumps to that portion in the audio. That would be, I know development would take some time, but it seems like it would be fairly easy for them to implement. So I wouldn't be surprised if you see Clamor working really nicely with Overcast soon.
Yeah, they're, I know they're, I had a brief email with Dave Silverman, one of the co-founders of Clamor, and he was saying that they're working with a lot of different companies. Because they're already, it's already in Simple Podcast Press. There's a clamor button there, which makes things super duper easy. And yeah, no video podcasts, unfortunately, in Overcast. But to me, I love the fact that, you know, I can get in my office and, like you said, Addy, I'll just throw up a browser and start listening. I wish they had the playlist thing on the browser, which they don't. They have playlists in the app, but not on the browser. But that's all right. I can deal with that. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, I believe now I have mine set to automatically download, but it shows me my downloads. And if I want to, I can go to that screen and say, nah, forget it. I'm not listening to Mark Maron talk to another, you know, so I can kind of cherry pick some of those. Addy, are we missing anything in terms of
Overcast? Yeah, I think that's about it. I think Daniel brought the hot features, the playlist I like, and you can move what kind of playlist do you like the most. If you're really into storytelling right now, you can bump that up as your first playlist, and it will run through all the podcast episodes that you have. Yeah.
Well, I know there's a feature came out in the latest version that's now free that, sorry, Mike, I'm sitting there, there's like a priority listening. Like you can go into a playlist and then give certain podcasts more like priority. And I was like, so I haven't gone over to their site to see like if there's any documentation on how to use it. Cause the other thing I'm missing in Overcast is if I'm listening to something and I'm like, I don't see like go to the next podcast button. But I do know this, here's another cool thing. You can set how far to skip ahead. And if you hit the skip ahead button, there's a feature in there that you can, like the second time you hit skip ahead, it will just start jumping like minutes ahead. I forget what that is called, but when I saw that, I'm like, oh, snap. I was like, that is a cool feature. Let's see here. It's under the nitpicky details. It's called, there's play next by priority. Remote.
One of the things on that priority while you're looking for the skipping is, I noticed this morning, if you swipe at least on an episode, and I think, not if I swipe on a podcast, but if I swipe across a specific episode, I can now star that episode in Overcast.
Hmm. Is that why you're listening to it?
That would be, no, while I'm looking at an episode list, like in a playlist or in a list of the episodes from a podcast.
Yeah. Now, of course, now that I've upgraded my app, I can't find whatever the heck they call it, but it's something to do. Play next by priority, icon badge, remotes. Oh, here. Nope. Yeah. Okay.
The seek back by or seek forward by. Is that what you're talking about?
There's that. Cause I have it jumping ahead 60 seconds, but there's some sort of, it's
hilarious.
I also
like that every time I finish a podcast episode, it automatically deletes it. That's one of my favorites.
Well, that's the other thing. It shows now that I have 929 megs of podcasts on my on my phone. But yeah, I saw that. I read an article where I'm not sure where, but somewhere he's asking for a buck. Like, if you like the episode, give me a buck. So we're just breaking all the rules today. I'm going to go ahead and fill up all the windows here because it's Miss Eileen. You can't keep Miss Eileen waiting.
Hi.
So. I had Mike sitting there and he bolted. So how are you?
All right. Oh my God. I'm so excited. Thank you so much. Well, Hi, everybody, first of all. Hi, Addy. I love that purple.
Hi. Thank you.
And I am so excited about having this Overcast app now.
Yeah.
Because I just refuse to buy an app just for the principle because, you know, I was an Android lover.
Right.
I broke down in June and I said, okay, time to go ahead and get the iPhones, right? So I got it. And I hate the podcast app. I'm like, why didn't anybody tell me that this app sucks?
Yeah.
And so I was using Player FM on my Android phone, and I love that, but they don't make it for iOS. So now my question about this Overcast, can I just listen to the podcast, that the episodes that I've just downloaded recently? Like when I wake up in the morning, can I just listen to episodes that I downloaded last night, regardless of which podcast they come from?
Yeah. When you go into, like, I have a bunch of playlists. Okay. And then there's one that just says all episodes. And when I click on that, it just shows me everything that's in the queue.
Okay.
So
that's what I want to do.
And there you go.
I'm only subscribed to two shows right now.
There you go, Mike Dell.
Podcast and the School of Podcasting, by the way.
There you go.
Addy, since you said you were on a hiatus, I forget.
Well, she's not on a hiatus with the audiobooks.com. That's one I have to add. So.
But yes, so this is fantastic because, like you said, I've been hearing everybody talk about Overcast. And if anybody has or knows of a good YouTube video
on how to use Overcast, that was me. I was.
You have one?
No, I don't. I was looking for it last night, and I was like,
"Not. I'll make one as soon as I figure out how to use it."
There you go. That's it. Well, that's really key. If you're looking for something and you can't find it, when you figure it out, make a video because you're not the only person doing it. So,
yeah, and congrats on a new studio, Daniel.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, when you were waving, I wasn't sure if you were getting ready to jump out. You are. Okay.
So.
Yep. So anyway, guys, that was my question. And, I do want to say one thing, though, Dave. You're asking your initial comment about people asking about mics and asking about mics. And I think it's to the point where, if someone is asking about how to make good content, they're probably not thinking about doing a podcast. They're probably thinking about if this person is just like, wow, I need to make good content.
Yeah, that's true.
I probably should start a blog or I probably should be posting on Instagram. Or,
that,
you know,
could be.
They're probably not thinking, I need to make a podcast.
Yeah.
Is anybody who already knows they want to make a podcast?
They've already got the content in their head.
They want to know what kind of mic should I use.
Yeah. Now, how do I get it out of my head?
Yeah. What's going to be cheap and what's it depend upon their technical know-how how savvy they are, is what I was trying to say. Then, you know, they may or may not want a mixer and then all of those other considerations. Then everybody talks about the Yeti. But then when you talk to all real podcasters, it's like, no, don't get a Yeti.
Yeah, that's actually one of the things I'm working on my article for Podtertainment Magazine. And it's going to be five things that people are five or six or however many I find, you know, things that people say are true in podcasting that absolutely are not. And one of them is get a blue Yeti or get a blue. My favorite is the blue Snowball.
Okay.
Because at least the Blue Yeti, you can get the pro version that works with a mixer. Mm-hmm. But it's like, ugh. And, you know, and just all these things I just keep seeing, you know, there's only 8 weeks to get new and noteworthy. All these things I just like, no, that's not true. So,
I think it was Cliff Ravenscraft on his latest show admitted after he talked to Rob Walsh.
Yeah.
That speaking of the new and noteworthy or how to get ranked in iTunes is by the subscribers. And it's so funny because Pat Flynn's latest podcast on the Ask the Pat Show was about, and he said downloads, subscribers, and something, and listens or something like that. And I was like, no, according to Rob Walsh,
it's
only subscribers.
Yeah, I always thought it was downloads, reviews,
and reviews, right?
And that's total number of subscribers. I always thought it was some sort of max and Mitch of all that. But
now they're saying reviews mean absolutely nothing.
Yeah, so now Mike's saying it's not just subscribers. Ooh, we have that whole Libsyn Blueberry.
I would go by Rob only because Rob works so closely with those guys. And and Michael Dell is saying the same thing. So there's the other side of the coin.
Yeah, I'm sure there's more to it.
Subscribers.
Yeah, because otherwise
I wouldn't know.
I think it'd be easy to game. You could somehow just set up, you know, can I shame myself here? I did once go into the Apple store and subscribe every single Mac to the School of Podcasting.
I do that when I go to my YouTube channel. Oh, that's a nice video.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, guys.
All right. Thanks, Miss Eileen.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
I'm gonna go play with my Overcast.
That's all right. We're
one more thing about Overcast. It does allow streaming now. You can stream.
Yeah, you don't have to download. Yeah, that's kind of cool. So you can listen. You don't have to wait for it to download. So, so there you go, Marco. Send your lots of advertising for free. Wine at Nine is going to take another stab at it. I feel like I'm on the Olympics. It's her third attempt. She's going to try this time. I feel bad.
Yay!
Hey! Excellent. So Bruce, hang on. We'll get
better.
So awesome. Well, while you're here, yes, everyone is like, yay. Number one, thank
sorry
you.
Sorry to be a pain.
No, thank you for the persistence. Glad you didn't give up. What's your question?
Well, I have to thank you, Dave, because you have made a very complicated process for me in the past become much more simplistic, not that anything's simple, but so thank you. Addie's right. You're great. My question is this. I just hit my 285th episode, but my name, Wine at Nine, has nothing to do with the show anymore. And I interview celebrities. There's no whining. And of course, there's wine with an I and no H, and there's nine spelled out. And we have the URLs to all of that. But if you have a podcast that's sort of popular, what do you do with the name change? Does it make with not with respect to branding or anything like that, but with respect to listeners, if you change your name within iTunes or whatever, do you lose any of your rankings?
Here goes that whole ranking. I don't believe so.
rankings, but I mean, I don't care about rankings. I mean, do I lose any placement or is there any reason not to change a name?
No. I mean, for me, I would change it because if your show, like when I see Wine at Nine, I'm thinking it's a wine show.
Now,
I also see the H, so I go, oh, wait a minute, maybe this is a rant show. But if somebody says, what's the name of your podcast, and somebody told me Wine at Nine, I'm thinking it's a show about wine.
I know.
If they don't explain it. My very first podcast originally was called The Musician Cyber Cooler, because it was all about the internets back then, and it was cyberspace. Well, cyber also got linked to the word sex a lot, so I dropped cyber, and it was just The Musician's Cooler, because it's where musicians come to trade advice, and I had a big, giant picture of a water cooler, but at that time, wine coolers were really big, so a lot of people thought it was about wine coolers and musicians getting drunk. So I finally changed it to The Marketing Musician, which was what the podcast is about, and I just told the audience, I said, hey, guys, just so you know, you don't have to do a thing. You don't have to resubscribe. You're just going to see the artwork change, you're going to see the name change, and you're going to hear a new intro song, but it's the same thing. And I just told them, and they were like, oh, cool, I'm excited. And, you know, so in the end, I didn't, you know.
So you don't have to resubmit or redo anything with iTunes or anything like that. You just go in and just change your name.
Right, because if you resubmit and start from scratch, now you've got to beg people to resubscribe. And trust me, you do not want to go there. It's it's easy as going, yes, just search, click, subscribe. It's amazing. I remember once I had a email list of, you know, it was over 1,000 people. It was a pretty nice sized list. And I just said, hey, I'm switching from this provider to AWeber. If you could click this button and resubscribe, it's super easy, yada, yada, yada. Because AWeber wouldn't let you upload a giant list. I think they did, but there were hoops, and I just said, everybody just resubscribe. And like, you know, I lost like 30% of my list.
Right.
So anytime you can stop them from not resubscribing.
Oh no, that's great. Very helpful. Cause I've been dragging my feet also because nobody turns down doing the podcast. So I'm like, well, if I change it, there's no intrigue left, but it's time. My other question is, and then I'll stop hogging the window. I had read or heard somewhere that once you hit 300 episodes, iTunes clips that off.
Right.
And that you might want to think if your stuff is, if the requires it that you might want to just start another? Like, what would you do? I mean, in terms of the 300, people can't get to those old episodes?
Oh, they
episodes?
Can. I'm pulling it up as we speak because I have 482. Mm-hmm. Now, I've never had all 300 in the feed. Just to me, I'm like, I was always worried about the feed being too big and iTunes choking on it. And as I pull up my stats, so my first show is like from 10 years ago. And as soon as I scroll down here and go to the very last page, I can show you that. Where did it go? General stats. Here we go. The very first show, Your Podcast Always Stinks. In October has been down. Well, it does. So it's been listened to once in October. It was listened to 14 times in September and 8 times in August. So that's from 10 years ago. So people can still on my website and people can still go back and listen to it. I guess if I wanted to, I could make like I could wrap those up. Like here's the first 100, let people download them. So they wouldn't have to go through and get that. You know, if I wanted to, I guess I could sell them. But, you know, to me, I'm like, just give it away.
But if they searched for that on iTunes, my first episode with the president, they searched for that and it was episode one and I had 301 episodes, it would be gone from iTunes.
Yeah. iTunes. So okay. if you picture it, we'll do something very visual here. But basically, if this is your feed and you have, you know, this many episodes, you know, this part isn't going to be seen.
Right.
So, and that's just
says they can download the old episodes as long as they're in your feed. They simply won't display them in iTunes listing, iTunes searches. So as long as they're in your feed, they're able to see the show.
I was not aware of that.
And they could download those via iTunes because they're in my feed. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you should be able to search.
Am I interpreting it right?
I'll have to double check on this. I always thought it was like the limit was for the feed. Well, that is true. If you only have X amount in your feed, nothing's going to read past that. But if you had, say, show the last 500 in your feed, iTunes apparently, according to Daniel here, says will only show 300. But if you subscribe, apparently you can look at your entire feed. That's interesting. That's a new one on me. So very, very cool.
Well, thank you, everyone, and thank you for being so patient with my system.
Well, where can we find Wine at 9? Is it just wineat9.com?
Wineat9.com and drnancyburke.com, and then we're on iTunes and Stitcher.
Awesome.
Well, thank you, and thank you both for your great feedback.
Oh, thank you.
I need a little kick to make some changes. So
there you go.
Thanks.
You can do it. So. Addie, have you ever had to do any kind of rebranding or anything like that with a show?
I'm actually going to do that with Do It.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. Just a different image. Not so much in the messaging. A little bit, but not that much. Again, hey, Mike Dell.
The one and only Mike Dell. So sorry to keep you waiting, buddy.
Oh, no problem. I was going to talk about Pocket Cast, but actually this rebranding thing, my podcast was rebranded, I don't know, about 10 episodes in, and I had no problem whatsoever. I didn't lose any subscribers or anything like that.
Yeah, I think if it was a case where it was a knitting show and I changed it to a heavy metal podcast, that might be a bit of a problem. But I think if it's the same show, just a different name.
Yeah, I think mine was close enough. Used to be Podcasting Tech Coach, and now it's Podcast Help Desk.
Yes. So
that's it. You know, no big deal.
Yeah, and did you just – I know you changed your artwork, and you changed the name in your – whatever you're using to send your feed to iTunes. So
I also changed the domain.
Yeah.
At the same time, which, you know, it's pretty easy to do in my hosting. I just pointed the new domain at the same place the old one was, so – the old one, the new one, and actually one other domain, all three will get there. And that way, you know, anybody that had the old podcastingtechcoach.com domain, all that still works.
Got it. Well, we'll share your love of Pocket Cast while you're here.
Well, I just, the podcast app was good up until this last update. This last update just screwed me all up because I was so used to the tile view. When you bring up my podcast, you used to get a tile. I don't know if you can see this on my phone.
Yeah.
This is Pocket Cast, and it's great. And up in the corner, it has how many episodes are not listened to. The playlisting isn't as good. They have a thing called Up Next.
Yeah.
Or Play Next or something.
Which used to be the...
a playlist, but it's not as good as what's one? Downcast? Which one were you guys talking about?
Overcast.
Overcast. I haven't tried that. I actually will try that.
It's free. You can't... Overcast.fm is their website. And because it sounds like Pocket Cast has the same thing where they have a web client
that you then sync to it. They have Android. They have iPhone, iPad, right. Whatever. And then they also are one of the apps on Android that will do the one-click Android.
We'll have to see if we can get Marco involved to get in. Well, wait a minute. First of all, does he logged in? I'm trying to see. Is that only on? Yeah, it is. It's only an iOS device.
I was going to say, I don't think that's an Android client as well. And I have an Android tablet here somewhere that I test with.
Yeah. I need to get me one of those. I haven't been on the Android. You
can get them cheap now.
Yeah, so.
When you upgrade your phone, depending on what carrier you're with, they're giving away free tablets, and they're usually some flavor of Android.
Wow. Buy one, get one free.
Yeah, I just upgraded this and got a new iPad from Verizon for, I think it cost me a penny.
Plus nice.
$10 a month to add it to my plan.
That's the whole thing. Cause I got
the thing, but
I'm on Verizon as well. And they're like, you're due for an upgrade. And I'm like, okay, I walked in expecting them to go, well, it's a free upgrade as long as you pay $300 for the phone. And it's not, you basically rent your phone now for,
I got in just under the wire. This one I bought.
Yeah. So, and then if you do the math, mine would go up $40 a month for the phone. But after 2 years, it's, they turn that off, and I'm like, okay, $40 times 12 is $480. So I'm going to end up paying $960 for a phone. I'm like, I don't think so. It's like, can I just buy it?
We got a 22-year-old still on our plan.
Ah.
And she upgraded her phone that way, and it added about $10 a month to our total bill.
Yeah, so, but awesome. All right, well, Mike, tell everybody where we can find you.
Podcasthelpdesk.com, or if you have any trouble with Blueberry stuff, just use the contact form at blueberry.com.
There we go. Awesome,
right,
my friend.
Catch you later.
Yep, take care. We do have another question here in the chat room here. It says, not exactly a podcast question, but I want to create a page on my WP site, better known as WordPress, that only lists my podcasts. I've categorized all the podcasts with a podcast category, but I don't see an option for a new page to filter just entries from that category. So here's what you can do with this. Since you've already done the category, this is cool. You can go into your menu system. And when you're making a menu, you can add an option. You can make a menu item. Like you could say podcasts. And just say, just only show those posts as
category. Yeah.
Yes, thank you. So easy for me to say. Show menu file click. So yeah, that would work. The other thing you can do, if you're using PowerPress has the ability to make playlists. So you might have just make a page and put a playlist. If you're using Simple Podcast Press, that has a really cool. Not that PowerPress isn't cool, but they have a really cool kind of like back catalog thing where it just makes this big giant list, which I think I have at AskThePodcastCoach.com. I should probably say that. If you just joined us, where you been? We've been talking for 45 minutes. If you go to past shows at AskThePodcastCoach.com/past-shows, I'll put a link here in the chat room. You can see that is created with Simple Podcast Press. And it basically has all, here's this is where the importance of titles comes into play. And then there's a download link. So, which I'm not sure I have to look at. I have to go out to Geek News Central to see how the PowerPress one works. But I know there's a way to do that so you can have your whole back catalog. So, but
I like that. I like how you have it listed here.
Yeah. And I don't do a thing. That's just, I put in a little bit of short code and Simple Podcast Press. I love that. Is a really cool plugin. And I love the fact that you can make your own buttons now. So like when I wanted to put a link to the School of Podcasting, I just basically made a button and threw it into Simple Podcast Press. And now every post has a link for people to go and click on that. So, but that would be three ways, actually. You can use a category. You can use PowerPress or Simple Podcast Press or three. I'm sure there are other ways as well. But yeah, categories are kind of fun. It's a show I do very infrequently called Building a Better Dave. But I always try to categorize things as I'm either going to make you laugh, cry, think, or groan. And so I have categories. So you can say, well, I'd like to groan today. So you can go over and see here all the ones where Dave is talking about things. You're like, kind of stuff. So categories are kind of like little filters that you can use in your menus. So
that is podcast related. He started off with saying this is not podcast related, but it's very important to do that work for your audience. Again, you want to make it really easy on the audience to find you, connect with you, and listen to your show. And in listening, making it easy to listen via categories is one of the best ways.
Well, and speaking of connecting with your audience, one of the things that I loved about Addie is she was courageous enough to let me know, this is months ago, that she was having the fear of launching the Do It podcast. And one of the things was, you said you were worried about what people are going to say about it. And the last time I checked, you had 67 five-star ratings, not a single negative one. What has been happening behind the scenes? What kind of email and feedback have you gotten from your audience on that?
A lot of heartfelt emails, because I do get very personal, which is why I was scared, really scared to put that podcast out there. I can put any other podcast, but, because it's about intention, it's so personal. I was like, oh no, I'm really putting myself out there. So that's what scared me about that show. But ever since I launched the show, a lot of personal, heartfelt, thank you for doing that. Thank you for helping me. And we've just connected via email, which is one of the best ways too, because again, you're talking about personal transformation. So they're not going to contact you via Twitter or Facebook and just tell you their story in front of everybody. So again, know your audience. If I knew because I was going to get personal, I had to make it easy for them to email me and to subscribe to my newsletter and let them know, hey, this is a safe zone. I know that Twitter, Facebook, being public about your personal transformation can be very scary. So I'm always here for you via email. And I've just got nothing but emails of thank yous and here's my journey and this is what's working for me. So it's kind of been that conversation on the back end. So that's why I'm really excited to relaunch the show very soon, because if I didn't have that feedback and I just had crickets, I'd be like, oh, okay, nobody wants to listen to this.
Yeah, it's funny. If you, I had mentioned that I was having some trouble finding content for weekly web tools, and this is where I applaud you. If I don't have something to talk about, I could go, well, let's just go out to ClickBank and find something to promote. And I'm like, if I don't have something, and I'd said I might actually shut this one down because I was really having a hard time finding stuff that excited me. And if I'm not excited about the content, forget it. That's going to come across. And so, as soon as I said that, I went, oh, don't kill the show. I like the show.
I like that show too.
Yeah. And then last week, I made the fun-filled announcement. My wife and I, my marriage is not in great shape at the moment. We go through these little spells. And so I said at the end of the show, some of these things might be a little shorter than usual because I'm adjusting priorities in some cases. And man, you talking about personal stuff on your podcast. I did that at the very end. It wasn't like, hey, welcome to the show. My wife's leaving in November. That didn't really work very well. But I got so much stuff on Twitter and email. Everybody's like, oh, hang in there. You know, I've been there, done that, and it worked for me. And you know, keep up. Don't throw in a towel. And so it was just one of those where it's like, yeah, this is one of those things that it happens when you're married, that on occasion where you just kind of look at each other and go, you know what? I don't like you anymore. So, and that's basically what she's saying. So, but that was something where I wasn't sure if I was going to say that. And I thought, well, this is probably going to have an effect over like the next 2 months or so. I might miss a show or something of that nature. And I thought, well, I'll just let my audience know. It's no big deal. And also I've had people say, wow, I thought I was the only one, you know? And it's like, no, marriage is not, it's called marriage. It's not called fun. It's called marriage.
Relationships.
Relationships in general. Exactly. So, and a lot of
people, funny thing, you know, we have a lot of pressure on ourselves when it comes to podcasting and just life in general, but that's the beauty of podcasting. It's so intimate that people listening to you, they're there with you and they want to help you whatever journey you're on, whatever you're going through, they're going to support you. So, I think sometimes we just need to be a little less harder on ourselves.
Oh, we are the worst on ourselves. We're in a quiet room. We are pushing our headphones so hard against our head that it's going to smash our skull. And we can go, I hear the cricket outside. I'm sure that's bugging somebody. And it's like, no, it's not. Yeah. So, but As we round third here and head towards home, we do have an open seat. So if you have a question, feel free. I do like the questions thing in Blab. Mm-hmm. Oh, doggone it. I'm gonna talk about Blab. I like that new feature. But on the other hand, if you forget you're on it, then you're missing the chat room that's going crazy on the other side.
Yeah.
So,
makes it easy to filter the questions.
Yeah, I like that. So, well, I have a question for you. Have you listened to an audiobook yet that you didn't like?
I did. It was Finders Keepers by Stephen King.
Ah.
And I know a lot of people love Stephen King, but I just cannot get into the book. And we discussed this on one of our episodes. It's important, the narrator. What gets me into audiobooks is not just someone reading, and this kind of goes with podcasting too. You have some of those that just turn on the mic and they don't have any personality behind their voice. But with books, it's so important to perform the book, not just read the book.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't get into the narrator. And I tried four times because everybody's telling me Stephen King rocks with his books. So I said, okay, I'm going to give it a chance. And someone reached out to me and said, you know what, that's not the book to start off with when you're listening to Stephen King. Give it another try on a different book. So I said, okay, thank you for that, because I felt so bad that I did not like one of his books. But yeah, that was a book that I just could not.
My favorite audiobook ever, Gary Vaynerchuk, Crush It, because he cannot stay in the book. He'll be reading a chapter. He's like, oh, so much has changed since I wrote this. Hold on a second. I'm going to go on a tangent. And he does this constantly, to where you're kind of listening going, is he going to do it again? Is he going to do it? Okay. Wow. I always picture the people at Amazon trying to do the whisper sync going, wait, no, he can't do that. That's, you know, either add that to the book or something like that. But, yeah, I've had a couple books where I want to really like the book, but it's somebody who is talking like this, and I just can't take it when they're reading this. And it was so exciting when my brother found, and it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
So
no performance. And again, that's one thing. And I think I emailed this to you. There's different hats that we wear as podcasters and audiobooks too. You're a performer. You're a researcher. You're a producer. You're also an editor. You're all these hats in one. And it's how you manage to harmonize all of those moving parts for a great show.
Yeah. Let's see. Retro Rewind Cast says, is there a difference in audio quality between headphone out and main mix out, or does that depend more on the particular mixer? My official answer is I don't think there's a difference, because they're both sending you the main mix. And when in doubt, record them both and say, this is being recorded through the main out mix, and then do another one and go, this one's being recorded through the headphone mix, and then vote with your ears would be that. But I don't think so. And then the Recon Prepper, y'all were talking earlier. I said he started off with y'all. So I'm going to, y'all were talking earlier about changing the name of your podcast and iTunes. How does one go about doing that? Where do I go to change that? Well, here's the fun part. And this is always an amazing thing. So many times we submitted our stuff to iTunes, you know, back in the day, that we forget what the heck our RSS feed is. And so you need to know what your feed is. And so let's say you're using PowerPress, then you go into PowerPress and go into the iTunes and the feed tabs and just change it there, because iTunes is just a radio that's tuned into your signal coming from PowerPress. Or if you're using in Libsyn, you got to go into Libsyn, whatever you're using to make your feed, you got to go in and just change it there, change your artwork, and then 24 to 48 hours, it's there. You don't have to do a thing. So I would alert the audience, you know, just say, hey guys, just so you know, in the next week, I'm going to be changing this to that. Nothing else, nothing to worry. Because anytime you leave a customer wondering what's going on, a lot of times they go negative.
Yeah.
So
it's easy to do in Libsyn too.
Yeah. You know what? Stargate Pioneer asked, did you know that Libsyn took away the web page templates for new shows? I so do not use the Libsyn website for a website that I don't even know what you're talking about. I know they came out with some new ones, but I know for a while there was one with like daisies and a couple other templates, but I did not know that. And if that's something that you're not happy with, definitely let the folks over at Libsyn know, because they're really, I had a question this week about, I had somebody and that, had they had, I want to say, about 13 plugins on their website. And all it takes is one, and all of a sudden their feed went kablooey. And so I said, well, do you need all these plugins? And to make a long story short, they did. And they're trying to get the developers. Meanwhile, it's like, I need my podcast up. And I'm like, well, you are using Libsyn. You could switch to their feed. So we did. But A, he had gotten really bad advice and had been doing the file for upload instead of doing a new episode, which actually in the end kind of worked out better. But there's a and Blueberry has this as well. Almost any hosting company, you can say, here's my old feed, bring it over here. So we were able to import all of his stuff. But yeah, let's see here. Another question from Randy Cantrell. To Eddie's point, audiobook narration being boring. Are you guys hearing of podcasters taking advantage of voice acting training, even informal training available via Meetup? I've heard of people going to Toastmasters.
Yeah.
And there's a guy on Michael Stelzner's show. His last two episodes that I listened to are awesome. One was about a guy about being a better public speaker, but there was a lot in there I thought that could apply to podcasting. And there was another guy that was talking about how to create a story. It might have been the same guy, but it was a really good episode. But I have not. I'm not sure if there is any kind of like voice training academy. How to talk like this.
Yeah. Again, it's knowing what kind of tone do you want to present to your audience. You don't want a sport type of vocal performance when you're trying to be very serious about cancer. So, yeah.
Yeah. Mansion Twit wants to know, Addy, any plans to focus on educational audiobooks such as language learning, or do you mainly talk about fiction?
Yeah, we are having some language learning. I'm learning Italian as I am right now. So we're going to be talking about that in the near future because I wanted to get some backstory, get some authors in there that help support the language learning aspect of it. So yes, coming up.
Awesome. There we go. And again, that's at audio. What's the website? Audiobooks.com/podcast?
Yes.
There we go. And Bill, we'll get to you in just a second. Bangs Naughty Bit. That sounds... Wow, that can go a couple different ways. What do you tell someone that wants to do something the hard way to start podcasting, I think is what he means there? Say use multiple USB headsets to record. Encourage them and let them fix it or try and get them to doggone it, just when I had it, another chat came in. Try and get them to decent, less painful setup. I explain both. I try to, because the one thing I've learned, you can lead a horse to water. So, and what will happen is I will say, you know, multiple USB headsets, not a good choice because multiple USB anything. Number one, headsets, not always a great idea. I've heard a lot that just sound like this. But multiple USB anything is a challenge. And so I go, you know, have fun Googling and searching. And if somebody's, you know, there's a lot of things there that can break. Whereas, hey, if you have a mixer with this, yes, there's more knobs. So there's a larger learning curve. But in the end, you're going to be in better shape. And what happens is when they buy the headsets and they can't work and it can't fix, who do they come back to? Me. Why? Because they realize, you know what? That guy knew what he was talking about. So I do my best. I've had people that have just, I had one person I finally just fired because they kept paying me money and not doing a single thing I was doing. And I was like, I'm not sure you're really like dedicated to this because, you know, not that you have to do it my way. Let me state that, but they were just doing things that I was like, wow, that's really the direct opposite way you should be doing this. And they were getting frustrated. And I'm like, well, maybe try something I'm talking about here. So, but Addy, you worked with some folks there for a while. Did you get into any kind of that kind of scenario where you were helping people launch stuff or, and they just weren't listening or they just had bad ideas or?
For the most part, they took their podcast serious.
Yeah.
So they, anything we recommended to them, they said, okay, whatever it takes for me to get the show launched and put in front of my audience in the best way, just tell me what to do.
Beautiful.
If you take your podcast serious, you're going to take any training or advice that you get
seriously. Seriously. That is true. And I was pulling it out because I know the question Bill's going to ask. He's been asking it all morning across every forum. You're not going to ask about what's the best microphone for the iPhone?
No, this is really serious. This is actually hard. We're developing two apps right now, one for car dealers, one for real estate agents.
Okay, cool.
And what we're having problems is actually, if you just take the iPhone and you record it, basically the car dealer goes around the car and says, hey, this is a freaking great car, do it, and it puts it up on their website on an app, and it puts it out in an app too. And it's not an app, it's a plug-in in an app, but it puts it up on their website automatically from their phone. Mm-hmm. So it's a combination. But we need to get a better quality sound because we're getting a little wind coming in. And also it works for real estate agents. Actually, I think it's going to do really well.
Well,
we were down at LA camp, and that's the only problem we're having right now with sound. Yeah, I've got this, but then you have to have the adapter plug in, right? And this is kind of bulky for the car dealers and the real estate person coming out.
Because because the other thing. The other thing you're going to run into with any microphone that plugs into the iPhone, 99.9% of them, the ones I've seen, are condenser. So now if you're talking about wind noise, have fun. So,
and the problem is this, you have to get the adapter for the USB to go into here.
Right, the kit, which is like $30.
We just wanted to try to streamline. Maybe you have to build something that
is possible. Smart Lab is pretty good.
Yeah, the Smart Lab.
I took it to the beach once, and you know, there's a lot of waves going on and the wind, and it actually canceled a lot of that out without me putting it through a processor.
Smart Lab?
Yeah, Smart Lab Plus. Smart Lab, yes.
Smart Lab, okay. Anyway, that's the thing we're trying to do right now. And I've been hunting. It's actually harder than I thought to find that, to get it. And especially realtors, they're out in the wind.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the question of the week. If anybody thinks of anything or an idea... I think we're going to do pretty well with this. We've had really good luck with real estate. I mean, with car dealers.
Yeah, I forget his name. He was over in the Facebook group. He's like Mr. Mobile Podcast Guy.
Sean.
Is it Smith? Okay. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, have a good week. Enjoy.
Thank you.
You too.
And we're going to actually, don't leave anybody. Because I just looked up, I'm like, wow, it's like 11:35, and we never closed the show yet. So let me hit the old music here. And we're sticking around, so if you're watching live. And of course, if you want to hear the post show, if you're like, oh, you're listening in iTunes, how do I get the post show? Well, you become one of our awesome supporters by going to askthepodcastcoach.com/awesome. Now using Patreon, now that I know how to use it, which is very handy. And for as little as a buck, you can go over and you will get my undying, which means until I die. Actually, apparently, even if I die, if it's undying, it just goes on forever. My gratitude. And Miss Addie Saucedo, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
Because it's early where you are. It's like, what, 7:30? 8 o'clock?
Yes.
Yeah. Holy
cow. Ask the Podcast Coach, I'm here.
I deeply appreciate it. Where can people find you?
Doitpodcast.com. All my links to social media is on there.
There you go. And coming back soon, when she's got good stuff to say, I love that idea. I was looking for the nobody can punch you in the face sound clip because no one punched you in the face for taking some time off, did they?
No.
There you go. See? Proof that Ryan Parker knows what he's talking about. So, as always, thank you, chat room. And Daniel, if you want to come in and talk a little MV88, we could do that. And we'll be talking headphones here for Rob in the chat room. But we're here every Saturday, askthepodcastcoach.com/live. And that will redirect to whatever blab or blog talk or, you know, wherever the heck we are, hang out, whatever's coming in the future. That will be... there. Just remember, askthepodcastcoach.com/live, and you'll find me and some smiling face sitting next to me, whether myself or Jim. Jim, thanks for we'll see him next week, and thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.